Vayter and Shasri and Bava Basra, Daf Samach Beis, picking up on the top of the page, the very last word on the line. Now, we're talking about over here, we discussed yesterday, sometimes when you write in the Shtar something, you don't mean exactly what's written over there, but you widen what's written in the Shtar a little bit, depending on circumstance. So now we're talking about that. Let's say I have a field, and I'm going to sell part of that field to you, and I draw up in the Shtar the boundaries. So it's like this, Matzah lo Meitzar Echad Aruch, Meitzar Echad Katzar. Now, when I write it out and I draw up the Shtar, I do it in a way, whereas the Rosh Pam is going to explain, you have north, south, and east, west sides of the field. And I do it like where the north and the south side, I just go from, do parallel lines that are equal. But in east and west, I don't do parallel lines. So you just look like a box. There's a picture over here in Rosh Pam that you can see is like a little line that's missing over there. So that's going, let's say, from the west side on the bottom of the way Rosh Pam is going to put it, is all the way across 100 amos, and the top one is only 50 amos, but north and south they do it straight across. Says Rosh Pam, Hamochas Hadachir Bishtar Mechira, Meitz Matzer Ma'aravi, Aruch Me'ama. The west side is 100 amos, Meitz Mizrahi, and the east one is Kenego, it's opposite Katzer Nun amos, it's only 50 amos. Shalo Egia, El Chatzia Sade, Meitzer Shal Tzafon Vidarim, Yaminu Small, Mizrach. Adamariv Kazet, right? So like the Rosh Pam puts this picture over here. So let's say I go and I sell you, this is the field that I'm selling to you. Do you think you're going to get that entire box that's in the Rosh Pam? The answer is no, you're only getting half of it. I'm a Rav, according to Rav. Rav comes in, he says, Lo kana ela keneged hakatzar, he's only kana opposite the shorter side, right? So it goes 50 amos and draw a very vertical line down. You get that field on the right side in this picture. Ella, can I get a katzar? Can I get meitzar mizrachi hikned? That's what the bach switches to. The hainu, no, it's not a bach. Sorry, it's the mesorah shas. The hainu chatzia sada. Umeitzar ma'aravi shu arach mitzarim hirchevlo. And that, the width of the and the length of the west side, which is 50 yamas longer, can you just include made it a bit longer? The meitzer shalim hutzuch lichtov b'shtar, because you're writing a shtar, you have to write the entire length of that, right? So we're going to come up with an example of, let's say that there's one person that owns the field that's bordering the longer one, and there's two people that's owning the field that's bordering the shorter ones. So since one person owns the whole border of the other one, that's how you write it out. So that's how you say, Lokona ela keneged akatzer. Amar le Rav Kahana Rav Asi the Rav. They come and ask, hold on 1 second. Vikna keneged rosh tor. Why is it that you're setting up that he's getting half of the field? Shouldn't he get even more than half of the field? Let him get up until the end of each boundary. So if you take a look, the way that the picture now puts it, is it, you said, go draw a vertical line from the katzer straight down. But there'd be another way of cutting this and let it go from the end of that katzer on a diagonal to the corner of the longer one and let him have a bigger area, says the Rashbam. Klomer ha ika lememer the dafka kasav lo meitzer ma'arav aruch meitzer mizrach katzer. I think we dropped the word hainu here. Kidei liknos meitzer ma'arav mea ama ba'orach meitzer meitzer mizrach chamishim ama. Like the picture has, why don't we say that he gets the entire length of the long one, the 100 amos one, and the 50 amos one from the end of it go diagonal straight down to the corner? And really, that's what he should end up getting it. And it says, Gemara, Shasik Rav. Rav was quiet, but he didn't say anything to that, which essentially means that he is he's given in agreeing to this. He's saying, okay. Good point. Now, even though when Rav agrees, what we're going to see right now is that Rav would have even agreed, even before he agreed, in another case. And at least he would, even though he says split it in half and not like three quarters, however much that comes out to, he would say, even he would agree in a certain case, and it turns out afterwards he agrees in all cases. But before he even agrees, he says like this. So, Moda Rav would agree if you, this is Rashbam, Mikamei the Ishtik, before he was quiet. Of Abbasai the Ishtik, if he's quiet, Oda B'Tavai, he agrees in both cases. He would agree. Let's say you have a field and you got a picture of the field that it's, oh goodness, there's pictures all over the place here, but you got yourself Shimon, Reuven and Shimon that are on one side of the field and Levi and Yehuda that are on the other side of the field, the opposite side of the field. So Hechad Ika Meitzar Reuven V'Shimon Michad Gisa. Meitzar Levi Yehuda Michad Gisa, the boundary of Levi and Yehuda on the other side, that if he would draw one boundary very long, but he mentions Reuven and Shimon in this field, And the other one, he does it short by mentioning, let's say, that of Levi, but not mentioning Yehuda. Then he's going to get up to the diagonal drawn between those two boundaries, like we just said, essentially leaving out Yehuda. If he would have only been wanting to sell half of the field, then he would have written that on the one side is that of Reuven, and the other side is that of Levi. Reuven opposite Levi, Uda Shimon Keneged Yehuda, or he could have said Shimon opposite Yehuda. In the first case, he should have said Reuven opposite Levi without mentioning Shimon at all. Uda Shimon Keneged Yehuda, or saying Shimon opposite Yehuda without mentioning anyone of the other. Shimon opposite Yehuda, without mentioning Reuven, velo kasavle, but he didn't write it like this, and decides he mentioned Reuven and Shimon. Shmamino kenei rosh tor hu damele. Obviously, what he needs to say is to take that rosh tor shtickle, where it's like a little bit on the diagonal there. That's where he would agree. But then afterwards, he ended up agreeing with the whole thing anyway, so Rav agrees with everything. Another situation, let's say you have a situation set up that Meitzer Reuven Mizrach Umaruv, Meitzer Shimon Safon Vidarim. They have it set up that the Reuven's has a field on the east and on the west, and Shimon has one on the north and on the south. Tzarech L'michtav Leih, he has to write Meitzer Reuven Ruchin Train, Meitzer Shimon Ruchin Train. He's got to write that the field that I'm selling has a boundary with property owned by Reuven on both sides and Shimon on both sides as well. Otherwise, you're causing a whole big mess. Now, in fact, the Gemara, Yibay Lahu, Siyem Lo Esakranos Mahu. So the way you got to picture this is you have this field, and I mean, pretty straightforward, actually. So he does only the corners, top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right. That's what he says. He says he's Messiah. He says that I'm selling. That's how he marks off what he's selling. Now, what's going to be the din? All right. So do we say that he's getting selling the entire field? The Rashbam points out, right? Because, he marked off those corners, so he's getting the whole thing. Or maybe you just do like from the top left to the bottom right and the top right to the bottom left. Do like this. It comes out to be like an X, like the picture shows. And that's how he's selling it there. Kamin Gam, next question. What happens if he sells, he draws the boundaries in the shape of a Gam? Rashbam says that Gam is alpha, beta, gamma. It's a letter in Yavanis, in Greek. V'dom l'kaf, it's like the letter Chaf. Kegon Shemitz Arlo, Keren Jeromas, like he does like the corner, which is the southeast corner. So it's like it goes like the letter C, the letter Chaf, like those corners. The Keren Sfonis Myravis in the corner of the northwest. Venimsa Shemitzer Tchilas Koruach Kazeh, says Rashbam. Imtim Solber Gabi Siam Loes Akronos, the Lokana Elekineget Akronos, Hainem Yishum Dahasam Lusiam Esaruchos. Avalhacha Shemitzer Tchila Koloruchos, Kemin Shemitzer Eskula Dami. So you respond points out both pictures here. Maybe you'll say the difference in the first one is that you sold the corners, but you didn't say north, south, east, and west. But here you end up saying north, south, east, and west, if you sold the whole thing. Or you just like one line going diagonally across the whole thing. Mao would be the din in such a case. Beep, turn the page. Samech Beis Amud Beis. Or the next case would be Biseirugan. Let's say he says, Seirugan means when you alternate. Okay, look at the diagram here. If you take a look, you have this square, and on the top it says Reuven on the top right, then Shimon top left, and then it keeps going around. So Levi, Huda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, and Binyamin. So now what he does is he does it in an alternating form. He says only every other field, every other one of the fields that surrounded the field that's being sold. Right, so he only mentions, let's say, Reuven, then Levi, then Yisachar, then Yosef, or he says Shimon, Yehuda, Zevulun, or Binyamin. These are the ones that all border and go around it. Do we say that when he says part of the four, therefore he's saying he's selling the whole thing? Or since he left out every other one, he's only selling these triangular pieces, each one, which you get part of it. And for the Gemara, Teiku, good question. We leave these unresolved. Next case. What happens when he's selling the field? Masalo, Meitzer, Rishon, Meitzer, Sheni, Meitzer, Shlishi. He says three of the boundaries. Meitzer, Vi, Lo, Meitzer, Lo, but he doesn't mention the fourth one. right? It leaves off the fourth boundary. Amarav kana kol chutz mimeitzer revi. He acquires everything except for a little bit of land. That's enough of a telemachus of one furrow on the fourth boundary. By leaving it out, it means that he's holding on to that little strip, says Rashbam. Kol komashem muvla betzoch gimol mitzarim. Chutz mimeitzer dalet a telem atzo, just one telem. Shemeitzer revi lo kana de lahachi ahani mai. The low cost of mitzvah, that's why he doesn't mention that thing. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, nope, afila mitzvah, even the fourth mitzvah, he also gets his Rishbam, the low ksiva, mishum de lo tzarech. There's no need to, you already wrote three out of four, and that's fine. Havasi, a third opinion says, lo kana ela telem echad apnei kula. He only gets one telem around the whole field. There's a strip as wide as a telem, as a furrow along the three boundaries that are mentioned over here. Says Rishbam, Ezel Gimel Mitzvah, Kimin Ches. He gets like, comes out like the letter Ches that he ends up getting. He doesn't get any more than that. Sover la kirav, sover la kirav, the Amr Shiri Shire. Iravasi holds like Rav, that what? That he says that the seller is leaving over part of it by leaving out that fourth one. But Ravasi goes more, when the share be made so share, not maybe coolly. Since he left out, he's retaining a strip along the fourth boundary. We're assuming he's retaining the entire field next to it also, except for the ches going around it. Amarava, Hilchasakana, Kochus, Mitzervi, the Lachas, that actually gets everything except for the strip of the fourth boundary, Velorman, Ella de Lomivla. But we don't say that the buyer doesn't get this except where it's not contained within the boundaries at each of its ends. That is, that the fourth one sticks out a little bit of a mivla kana, but if it does, if it gets swallowed up and it goes straight across, then it is kana, right? And that's why if you look at Rashbam, he has a picture of it, right? V'lo amrin d'lo kana meitzer avi, ela d'lo mivla betzoch shnei amitzarim, shemikan mikan, ela holich al pnei shnei amkazeh, it goes a little bit above it. Ava mivla, but if it gets swallowed up, then kana kol mashish betzoch amitzarim, then it swallows up, it gets everything there. V'chi lo mivla nami larmin, and even where it's not in it, right, it's a little bit sticking out. We don't say that the buyer doesn't get it. Ela d'ika alei richba de dikla of havi tishas kabin. That's except where there's a these palms on it, or it's big enough for 9 kav of seeds to be planted there, because then it's considered like it's a makom chashuv. Aval leka lei richba de dikla v'lavi tishas kabin kana. But if there's not, if you don't have these palm trees that are on it, and why you have the palm trees, it's not big enough to put 9 kav. Then the one who bought it does get it, even though it's not swallowed up in it, because it's not considered chashuv in its own right. Michlal, what do we learn now from what you see from Michlal? The chimuvla, that if it's swallowed up, afagav deika le richba de dikla v'havi tishakabin kana. Even if it does have these decolum, or if it has this tishakabin, the area to plant it, it's still going to be taken, so the owner, the buyer gets it. Egan Army, some say a little differently. Amarav Rava says, Hilchasakana kova filami tervi. He says, you get everything in even the fourth one, v'lo armin ela demivla. We don't say it except for where it was swallowed up. V'lo mivla lo kana. But if it's not swallowed up, then he doesn't get it. V'chim bilva nami lomer. And even when it's swallowed up, we don't say it. Avlika le richva de dikla v'lo avitisha kabin. Avlika le richva de dikla v'lo avitisha kabin lo kana. So we see, now the inference is going to be the flip now. Mechlal dichi loma, if it's not swallowed up, avlika le richva de dikla v'lo avitisha kabin lo kana. Even if it doesn't have these things, it's not going to be kona. Shambina mitarvayu lishna deravah de besada lo shir v'lo midi. We from both of the versions we come out that in reference to the majority of the field, right, except for that little strip, the seller is not keeping anything for himself. V'shimin and Nami also learn out the hecha the mivla, that if the fourth side is swallowed up, if it doesn't have these palm trees, or we've got palm trees and doesn't have the 9 areas, and Kana is going to acquire it. Lol Mivna, we also learn how to flip the opposite extreme instead of it's not swallowed up. And if he got lay richba the dickle of Avitish Kabin, Tes Kabin, the low Kana, he doesn't acquire it. Kana, Vika lay richba. Let's try it again. Hold on. Right, let's try that again. And if it's not solid, it's on the outside, and there is the palm trees or these 9 kav of seeds to plant, lo kana, the buyer doesn't get it, because mivla v'ika ale, but if, let's say, it's swallowed up and there is the palm trees on it, lo mivla v'leka ale, or let's say it's not inside, if it's outside, but there's no palm trees, itmar la lahai gisa v'itmar la lahai gisa, then the halacha was said one way, and it was also said the other way, that either it was sold or that it wasn't sold. Shudda the daini, and that's left up to the dayanim to use their judgment to decide how we'll decide who's going to get this part of the field. Next, Amarabba Palga de Isli Biara Palga Palga Bara de Isli River. We're talking about a case where there's a field, and the one who's selling it now only owns half of that field. So you have to look at it as like 50%. So now Rabba says, in a case where the guy says a lashon of Palga de Isli Biara, half that I own in the land, then what ends up happening? The buyer ends up getting palga. He gets half. What does that mean? Half of the land, which means the entire thing the guy is selling. But if he says, palga be'ara de'isli, half in the land that I own, then Rivi only gets a quarter of the land. He gets half of the half that the guy owns. Depends how the person words it, will change the entire meaning. Amar le'a bayabayi says, ma'ishna hachi, ma'ishna hachi. According to him, he doesn't care. What are you talking about? Don't pull the shtick over here. The bottom line is this guy has given up the half that he owns and he loses all of it. Ishtik, Rabbi didn't say anything back. He was quiet. Now, what is it? Why was he quiet? Amar Abai, Ana savrid me the ishtik abulikaba. I thought the fact that he was quiet is because he accepted what I was saying. Velo itaka, it ended up being not true. Chazina hanu shtari denafki mi bar mar, mi beimar, because I saw that there were the shtaros are coming out of Rabba's Bezdin, Uksib Huachi, said the following, Palga de Isli Ba'ara, Palga, Palga Ba'ara de Isli, Riva, Hitaka didn't accept what I said, and therefore, depending on how you word it, whether he's getting half of the field or he's getting a quarter of the field. V'yama Rabba, another machlok has seen Rabba and Abaye. Now we're talking about a case of, let's say I have a field, and I'm selling a side of my field, and I want to hold on to the rest of it, but I don't say how much exactly I'm selling. Vam Rabba, Meitzer Ara Demina Palga, then Palga. If I wrote in the shtar that I own this field, and I write that the Meitzer, the boundary, is the land, is Ara Demina Palga, from which it is split. Meaning the part that's being sold is being split, then palga. What he's saying is that you're getting half of it because when you're saying divide it up, right, this lushan over here, palga, then it's going on, it's saying it goes in halves. But if I word it as mitzer ara dimina psika, right, if I wrote me the seller, I wrote the boundary is the land from which it's cut off, meaning the piece getting sold is cut off, test cabin, then all I'm giving is enough to be able to plant 9 kav, in, you know, which retains its status of being something which is chashev. Amalei Abaye, right? He says, ma'ishnachi, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he's giving half, and that's it. Ishtik Rabba was quiet. Savim mina yidibidi palga. So at first, he thought that in both cases, the buyer ends up getting half. Beep, turn the page. Samir Gimel. Velohi, the Amar of Yemer Bar Shlamya, Lididi Mifrashali Mine Dabai, was explained to me by Abai himself, Bein Mitzah Ara Demina Palga, Bein Mitzah Ara Demina Psika. Both cases, I don't care if you say that it's divided or you say that it's cut off. Here's the den. If the seller says, these are the boundaries, then the buyer gets palga, he gets half of it. But if he didn't say that statement, these are the boundaries, then he's only getting tisha kabin, which is 9 kav, to be the amount of space that you could sell, that you could plant 9 kav. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.